recorded, dear.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Computer.
Computed, dear.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
You know what's funny about this song? I really have always liked it. It's not really my style. But I really liked it. And I don't really know why.
I know why you do. And
why?
It's the same reason why I like it.
Why?
It's got a strong bass drive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
got
a big prominent
bass. It's got the piano thing.
Yep.
But it's
the
voices are appealing to me somehow, even though they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird harmony that they got going. I don't know. Almost feel it's like watching. What was that song with Travolta and Jackson in it with the weird assassin movie? What was it called?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're talking about Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. It's almost like Pulp Fiction. I watched Pulp Fiction and enjoyed it, and almost feel like embarrassed and guilty.
Yeah.
I'm laughing and I'm going, man, this is not.
It's so absurd
I
and like horrible
this off.
And yeah. It's funny and tragic.
Although I got to tell you, when they did the needle into the heart,
yes,
I did not like that. No. And I'm not a squeamish person,
right?
But I did not like that.
Yeah, that was pretty. It was very, very raw. The whole thing.
And I almost have a similar feeling liking that song because it seems like a really foolish little song, but I like it somehow. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Well, the future is here. We've been talking about this for years. Not surprised at all. I think a lot of people really are surprised. And it's one of the problems I have with everything is that people don't think about what could potentially be a problem here. And it's like, guys, are you not thinking about this stuff? Jeep has actually stopped deliveries of their latest Jeep Renegade SUV because they got to iron out software problems. They've actually stopped delivery. Went on sale at the end of March. It's a new compact SUV made in Italy. You know, Chrysler and Jeep are owned by Fiat. So when you combine the increasing complexity of software development in an automotive environment with the fact that it's a Fiat, are you surprised?
No.
I mean, the only problem with this is the software fails before it rusts. Right. If they could get it so that it would at least last long enough so that it would rust first, fall apart before the software failed.
Well, you know, Fiat, you know, the acronym for Fiat was, you know,
always, fix it again, Tony.
Right. But now with the technology, would it be different with a computer on it? Can you acronymize that?
Freaking Italian awful technology.
Exactly. There you go. That's what it is.
I shouldn't laugh about this. There are people that actually purchase some of those Renegades that are probably having to take them back to the dealership and park them so they don't die.
You know what, though? It's better than the airbag issues going on right now.
No, you know, that got expanded to the GM trucks now.
Yes.
And we're talking millions and millions and millions and millions of vehicles.
A lot of them. It's very scary.
Well, there was a problem like this with the Jeep Cherokee in 2013 where they were struggling with a software issue that made transmission calibration difficult and delayed shipments of that Cherokee in 2013. The CEO, Sergio Marchionne, actually, you know, he was in the spaghetti westerns with Clint in the late 60s.
Yes, he was.
Now runs Fiat. It's a combination of attributes of that vehicle which is making my life horrible, he says. It's really a software issue. Another major issue Marchionne faces is where the company will build the next generation Jeep Wrangler. I think they ought to do it in Spain or Portugal. But, you know, it surprises me. Did you hear about the new incident just a week or two ago in a demonstration with a Volvo self-parking car?
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Did you see the video?
Oh, yeah. Just bowled over some reporters.
It was a scary and stark reminder. We're going to let technology do stuff for us?
Well, you know what got me the most with that story? This is the thing that just floored me about that Volvo story. So much so that I was convinced for a while that it was a joke. The problem with that vehicle, according to reports from Volvo, was that the owner had not paid for the pedestrian avoidance package. That's the truth, bro. That's the truth.
You have to buy a separate
package. If you want to keep from killing humans, it'll avoid cars and buildings automatically.
Do you have to buy like the dog and cat one next, and then the squirrel and the moose? I mean, how do you what don't you want to kill package? There are things I do want to kill with the car, but there are things I don't want to kill with the car.
Yeah. Well, they include the ex-wife.
Right. That's where the gas
accelerates.
It stomps on it.
It uses radar to locate her.
And then goes backwards
one more time. Yeah. Incredible to me.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that? That last part, isn't that hard to get your head around? Volvo said, well, he didn't.
Not if you're in front of a Volvo, it's
pedestrian.
Not. You can get your head around it real easy. Under it is what you're going to have with your
head. But see, this is the kind of, and you wonder why I'm such a skeptic about this stuff. Yeah, I just see this outrageous foolishness, and unfortunately, we as consumers just craving it. That poor son of a gun bought that car. Now, it would be reasonable for you to say, Dave, how could he be expected to know that he had to buy the other package to keep from killing people? And you would be right. But that's my point. When Microsoft says something, when Google says something, when Fiat says something, when Volvo says something, guess what? Check it out. When I say something, check it out.
That's right.
Are you kidding me? I say something stupid, which happens quite often. Nobody dies.
Right.
And you ain't paying for it. You buy that Volvo, you demonstrate it to the wrong group of people. Lives are at stake. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
It kills me. It just, you know, and the thing that gets me, I'm always just overwhelmed by this feeling of, you know, how can people really be that stupid? How can Volvo be that stupid and the Volvo engineers? And how can the people that buy it? You know, it just amazes me. Now, I've got to be fair. Volvo's probably not the only one. It's the one that we've seen the video of, mm-hmm. and the one we've got official feedback from Volvo. There are probably many others. But the point being, boy, you can't count on this stuff. There's an old axiom. There's a book that I love.
Here's the axiom I have.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.
Well, and fall down and get bloodied.
Right.
There's a book that I love that I think is no longer in print called The Secrets of Consulting. I've bought
it
years and years and years ago. I think it's actually up over there. By Gerald R. Weinberg, and it's a great book where he uses very clever, silly, funny, entertaining anecdotes. I mean, The Secrets of Consulting sounds like an incredibly dry book. This is anything but. This is a great, entertaining read. It's the kind of read where it would be fun just to read. If you could get past the title, you'd want to sit and just read it because it's hilarious. And he expresses everything in rules and axioms and all these things. And one of the axioms is, no matter what they say, it's always a people problem. And that's ultimately true with that Volvo.
Sure.
That car didn't do anything wrong. The engineers and the software programmers and the marketing department, whoever else was involved with that decision,
right,
to make pedestrians
optional.
Yeah. Yeah, pedestrian lives optional and expensive.
Well, and another thing is that person standing in front of the Volvo also.
Well, now we
know. Was a part of the problem because he was standing in front of the car.
Well, and that's one of the things we learn now. don't stand in front of the car. Look at, I know that with human operators.
That's right.
There are human operators in parking lots. You can tell by looking at them. That guy or that gal is a problem. They haven't even moved out of the parking place yet. You can tell. And then you know, I get another car between me and them and just watch. And you watch them maneuver out and you go, yep, I was right. I was right. And that comes at no additional cost. Yeah, a lot of excitement with technology, but a lot of baggage we need to be aware of. Not always the overt, obvious bad guys either, huh? We'll be back. Last segment of Computer Talk with Dave Mason after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.